Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great stuff that you're doing for the community. That's for sure. This program is sponsored in part by the Pennsylvania AFL-CIO and the West Virginia AFL-CIO. We appreciate all of their support. Joining us today, we've got Alex Kaplan of Media Matters. Alex, welcome back.
Thanks for having me on again.
Alex, always a pleasure. We appreciate it. Article today, pro-Trump propaganda outlets are blaming the Obama shadow government. Dun, dun, dun. For massive anti-Trump protests. My God. I personally think it's Mickey Mouse's fault.
I've been following, you know, Roman media for a while. This one has got to be up there in terms of just ridiculousness. I mean, to anyone not, I guess, looking or being part of or consuming much of this right-wing media sphere, it's absurd. So basically, there's this conspiracy theory that Obama has a shadow government. It started with, in some form, it started with Ed Klein last December on Fox. Klein is a discredited author who repeatedly makes up things that aren't true. So he goes on Fox, Fox and Friends weekend show and claims that there was this shadow government that Obama and his family and his aides, they were setting up what they're calling a shadow government to oppose Trump by having people go on TV and make speeches. So this weird conspiracy. And then, you know, I haven't heard anything. And then flash forward or, you know, to earlier this week or a few days ago, a columnist from the New York Post named Paul Sperry, who's also who used to write for WorldNet Daily or WND, which is a fringe outlet that posts conspiracy theories, and Sperry also has a history of posting falsehoods and conspiracies of his own, had a column where he claimed that Obama was also establishing a shadow government, but this time it was via his nonprofit Organizing for Action, basically that he was going to use it as a shadow government and organize anti-Trump marches, and that it was already occurring, and some were creating riots. So this claim from this column started spreading through the fringe. Fringe outlets, well-known fringe outlets like Gateway Pundit, InfoWars, and then purveyors, as we call it, of fake news, websites that are large purveyors of fake news. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday, it reached Fox News. Sperry came on Fox and Friends and went even further than his column. This time he just said, OFA was creating, Organizing for Action, was creating all these protests. All the protests, anti-Trump protests, were basically OFA. It's all Obama. And Brian Kilmeade, who was interviewing him, was pretty sympathetic to this. Oh, and Sperry again said shadow government. And so Kilmeade was sympathetic to this and said that basically suggested that protests at Republican town halls, you know, criticizing the attempt to repeal the Affordable Care Act, were set up by LFA.
You know, it's so funny. It is so funny because some on the right-wing media will say, oh, the Tea Party, which was paid for by the Koch brothers, is actual grassroots. It's real. It's solid citizens standing up when it was paid for by the Koch brothers. But on the reverse, when they actually run into something like the Women's March or the protests at airports or other things along those lines, they say, oh, no, those are all paid professional protesters. You know, this is beyond just silliness. And I'm not sure how we, educate people on just how silly these kinds of things are.
Well, I do agree that you have been seeing an armada of right-wing media that claim that these protests, these anti-Trump protests aren't real, that they've been manufactured, that they've been paid off. There hasn't been proof for that, really. It's just basically kind of been a way to delegitimize these protests. There was, as you said, in 2009, a lot of promoting of Tea Party protests. There was definitely some financing by right-wing groups. I'm not going to say that it was no, like, there was no organic feeling behind it. But there's certainly organic feeling, definitely some here, too. And it's ridiculous to say that it's not all real. But even more than that, this claim that it's a shadow government, what does that even mean? It's absurd, and it's a dumb way to phrase what you're trying to say. It's lunacy.
I think you're right.
There's no shadow government.
Yeah.
And it's taking off. I'm hearing this phrase shadow government now in other places, in other ways. Rush Limbaugh yesterday claimed basically that there's a shadow government in the bureaucracy. So this claim about the shadow government is taking on a life form. And starting to spread in other ways. But it sounds like it's something you're going to start hearing more in conservative media circles, I guess, coming within the next, like, I guess, days. I don't know. I don't know why, but, I mean, I guess I can understand the feeling, but it's ridiculous, and it's over the top.
Yeah, absolutely. Alex, anything else we should learn about this today?
That basically you're probably, like I said, you're probably going to hear this shadow government claim come up. I expect, and I did see today, more purveyors of fake news, the websites that are purveyors of fake news spreading this shadow government claim. Don't be surprised if you hear it in another way, possibly from other right-wing media actors. And other attempts going forward to claim that protests, anti-Trump protests in some way, aren't real.
There you go. Alex, how do we find out more about you and what you do for Media Matters?
You can follow us at MediaMatters.org. You can also follow us on Facebook and at Twitter at MMFA, and you can follow me at ALKAPDC.
Thanks a lot, Alex. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good.
That was Alex Kaplan of Media Matters. You know, I got to tell you, folks, it is amazing to me to see the amount of deflection, obfuscation, denials that are out there. I think everybody in the country knows what's going on between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. I just don't think they want to admit to it. That's another story. Meantime, I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.